Fitted for Work, we help women get work and keep it, and we're a not-for-profit, a volunteer-based organisation, and we're entirely dependent on the support from the community for donations of clothing, volunteer activity and financial support.
That's the thing that struck me about it, was the clothing, because that is, and that's the reason I like that is because it's something I'd never thought about before. If you are coming back into the workforce and you are disadvantaged in one of many ways, probably the last thing you've got is nice clothes, potentially. So through various methodologies, you help women keep themselves nice when they're going to their interviews, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. So there are around 300,000 unemployed women in Victoria who want to work. All of the women that want to work, come and see us, want to work. And for that first time that they need to go for a job interview, they want to look and feel fantastic. And that's what our organisation does. We take high quality clothing that's donated by everyday women, and our volunteers outfit them in those clothes so that they're able to feel really good and have the self-confidence to go nail the job interview and then keep the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that it's a very special service and it's very transformative for women. For some women, it's the very first time anyone's paid them any close personal attention, and sometimes the very first time they feel that confidence in being able to go present themselves really well.
So you will have the women come in tracksuit pants, jeans, T-shirts, flip-flops, and they walk in the door with real darkness and hesitation in their eyes. And throughout the time in being with us, when we have the volunteers help them find the right outfit for them, you then put them in something beautiful and they get the handbag and the accessories and the scarf to match. And then they have this lightness and they can smile and look at themselves in the mirror and have that self-confidence to know they're ready to walk in to an interview.
It must be wonderful to see that transformation in people.
Absolutely incredible.
And I mean, I suppose it's something that people may be slightly blasé about because television has for many years, you know, had transformative programs. Mm. But at the end of this is genuine life change for many, many women, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So as you said about people seeing a need and you know, designing a service to do that, we've been doing that for 5 years. And in that time, we've helped over 5,000 women get work. And Kim talked to a number of the clients, that women that we see. And in the last 2 or 3 months period, 75% of the women that come and see us have got work. And that's our ultimate aim, is to ensure that they get sustainable employment and them and their families have got, you know, the money to be able to pay the bills and do all the other things that we like to do in life.
And one of the really interesting things, sorry, was when the women that I spoke to recently, we spoke to, one of the quite often comments that came up was, I've dropped a dress size, would you like the clothes back?
It's fantastic.
Because they really feel that we supported them and they've got to that first goal of getting a job.
Yeah.
And could they give something back to us now?
I wonder how, obviously the clothes themselves are important and that looking in the mirror. Mm. How important, when you're dressing someone or when you're helping to dress, and I know this from, you know, working in the entertainment industry, when someone is costuming you, you have a very personal relationship with them. How important is that closeness? You said that a lot of these women have never had attention paid to them before. That closeness that they form for even a short period of time with that person, that's obviously a very important thing. So choosing the volunteers must be a very, very, I suppose, strenuous and intensive task.
Strenuous and intensive, but the women who find out about us and come to us, who really want to be a volunteer and help in that instance, they have that real desire to connect. And so they already will have some kind of experience in being able to dress themselves or dress other people and have an understanding on what looks good together. And we give them training on styling and being able to put outfits together. And so once they have that, and then the other skills, we help them with interview skills and techniques and presentation and grooming. We do training around that. But they already in themselves have that want to connect with other women.
Mm. And we find that with our mentoring program as well. So as well as that dressing or outfitting service we talked about, we also run mentoring for women to help them through that transition to work. We also run transition to work programs, which give them much more intensive support. The thing that volunteers always say to us is they get more out of it than anything, don't they? They just have such a fantastic sense of connection to other women in the community, and they understand the issues that women face in that transition to work.
I'm speaking with Jane Hunt and Kim Hutchinson, who are from an organisation called Fitted for Work, who through giving women new outfits and the self-esteem and the connection that brings about, help them find work. Could you, obviously names change to protect the innocent, give me a couple of examples of women who you have helped through this program and what the changes in their lives have been?
Mm. Women come from all walks of life. My very first client that I ever saw was 16 years old. And the two evenings before, she'd had an argument with her mum and her stepdad, and in the heat of that moment, left home. Very fortunately, she contacted her teacher who put her up and was looking after her. And she came, as Kim described, in thongs and tracksuit pants and jumper. She had never worn work-appropriate clothing, and her mum had never worked, so she didn't have an idea of what to do. So the volunteers outfitted her in several outfits and prepared her for job interviews. She rang and let us know 3 weeks later that she got a job in retail and she has her own flat. And so in that time, we were lucky enough to be able to assist her at the right moment so that her situation didn't get worse. Then the other kinds of clients, or the women we would see, we have a large number of women who head up their own families, and so they're single mums and perhaps haven't worked for a long period of time. One of our clients most recently, she hadn't worked for 7 years as she was bringing up her daughter, which meant she couldn't afford to shop and she hadn't bought herself any clothing for 7 years. So this was the very, very first time she'd even looked at clothing. And because the place where we dress the clients is a fully equipped boutique, for her it was incredibly special to be treated in that kind of way. And she was outfitted in a black suit and a red top, and she was going for a job as an office administrator. And again, she got the job. And for her, that means she can provide for her daughter. She doesn't feel that terrible anxiety about how to pay the utility bills or anything like that. And then the other cohort we see a lot of is more mature women, isn't it, Kim?
And I saw a woman recently who had recently arrived in Australia. She'd only been here 3 months and was actually an engineer trained from the country that she came from, and had really been struggling to find employment, and had just gotten a job as a data entry clerk at a university here, and came into me and had a million questions. She had no money and she couldn't buy any clothes, so we helped her with an outfit to be able to wear to work, but had a million questions. Can I wear denim? Can I wear my hair back? What kind of shoes can I wear? Can I wear trainers? So we had a really fascinating conversation about the kind of things that were appropriate for her to wear, because she just wanted to fit in.
Mm. Yep. Also, I believe that you see a number of women who have just been recently released from prison.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, with all the problems that brings.
That's right. So we work in the prisons pre-release, and then once they have exited prison, what we find is if those women get work and they keep it, they don't reoffend. And so for us, this is a way of helping them on that pathway so that they can have a good life after prison and enter the community again. One thing we should add is that our service is entirely free to clients, which is why we need the support from the community to be able to run it, both in terms of the clothing donations, accessories and shoes. Really hard for us to get larger size clothing. So 1 in 3 of our clients need larger size clothing.
Right.
Yeah, and so incredibly important for us, that support.
Now, if people want to donate clothes or to volunteer, how do they do that?
They can Google us and you'll find Fitted for Work. They could also participate in our fashion challenge, which we're launching in February. And that's to raise awareness around some of the issues women have on being able to get the right clothes for that first period of time at work. And so the challenges range, people are challenging each other not to shop for a month or to not wear Melbourne black,
right,
for a month. So that's also on, you can Google fashion challenge and participate in that as well.
That's great. Jane Hunt and Kim Hutchinson, thank you so much for coming, and it was a great pleasure to talk to you.